1. Easy, you tell them. King Solomon's temple was located on the side of his face. There's a pause. And then the lot of you begin to laugh. The men beat their fists on the table, causing dust to rise.
You are correct,
John tells you eventually, through chuckles.
You may borrow the implement.
You thank the masons and accept the implement, an ancient rope. You head back outside and cross the road to the cliff's edge. Facing the water, you tie the rope into what they call a ghost knot to summon spirits. Soon, you see the vast vision of the Bramble Spirit appear on the horizon. Large and looming, it cuts an impressive figure on the water. Down on the shore, Clara Hunter stands by the water's edge, reaching for her lost lover. Now they just need the final nudge. You tie the rope, which trembles in your hands, into the complex knot of unity the Masons taught you long ago. You feel the world shift and tighten around you, but you're not sure if it's worked. Ancient instruments can be finicky sometimes. But soon, you hear the sound of the ship's horn cutting across the bay, a farewell signal. The vision of Clara Hunter has disappeared from the shore, and the ship is making its retreat back onto the horizon. The lovers have been reunited, and the curse has been lifted. You've done your duty once more, with a little help from the Freemasons and a good sense of humor.